From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. On Monday, immigration advocates around the country are planning to stay home from work and boycott businesses. The one-day stoppage is being called a day without immigrants and is meant to highlight the importance of undocumented workers to the economy. But not all agree with the planned protest. Some say it puts too many low-wage workers at risk for losing their jobs. We'll explore both sides of the issue. Ricardo Juarez is a coordinator of Mexicans Without Borders based in Washington, D.C. The immigrant group supports the protest. I ask him what he hopes Monday's demonstration will achieve as lawmakers consider an immigration overhaul.
Our message is very simple. We want to leave our space empty. Nobody else can fill up these empty places that we have now, cleaning the restaurant, cleaning the floors, building construction, and all the jobs that only the immigrant community are doing.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Juarez. You are, in fact, on your job site. You work construction right now as we speak. One of the concerns that people are going to have is that many people, by not going to work, may, in fact, be putting their jobs on the line. You're willing to do that?
Actually, we have a campaign before, and we are recommending our partners' workers to request for a permit prior to this date in order to don't lose their jobs. What I find with my partners on my job, where I'm working, is that everybody is supporting this action.
In the long run, really, I suspect what people are hoping for who support this is really showing America the real work stoppage, if you will, that will happen if many of these people who are illegal immigrants would not do their jobs. Are you really looking for disruption in the workforce on Monday?
There is already a campaign, harassing campaign, an intimidation campaign against this action. So I find that many, many people is afraid. We have to remember that we have now a very big action from the immigration police, which is arresting a lot of people everywhere. So this campaign is really affecting our plans. But our message is not to disrupt the system or the economy. We just want to send a message that we have to be part of this society for this production system. We must be recognized like on fair condition.
What of those who suggest that if you do this now and it fails, the boycott may not be as large as one had hoped, or perhaps did not disrupt the work environment like you hoped, that you don't have anything to go back to that could be as big? Any concern about that at all?
After weeks and weeks of debate at the Senate and the public debate, the immigrants, we don't have anything in our hands. And there is no signs that the politicians are taking care of that. And we think the immigrants deserve respect. I think Congress needs to do a better and realistic job to fix this problem for the commonwealth of the entire country.
And Mr. Juarez, what of your status here in the United States? Are you a citizen? Are you waiting to be naturalized? Where do you sit?
I am now in process to get my residence. I have 11 years living here, working on construction, and now I have more than seven years waiting for my residence, and I have in process of that. But I have, at the same way, 11 years without seeing my family and my parents on Mexico because the system was very closed.
Yeah.
So I'm not able to go back to see my mom or my brothers because I have to be here until I have my residence. So now I'm in that process.
All right, Ricardo Juarez, thanks for being with us. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
That was Ricardo Juarez. He serves as a coordinator for the group Mexicans Without Borders.